Eamon, I'm sure the excitement's building in Derry at this stage.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about the minors at this stage, Tom. All the schools are getting their jerseys on today, and bit of a shortage of tickets now. But anybody that's travelling to the match now is really excited, and I think there's going to be quite a lot of numbers watching, you know, in the GA clubs and around, you know, just making clubs are organising to have people watching big screens and stuff like that. So yeah, we're starved of all-round success.
Yeah, it's a timely boost, isn't it, given the way that seniors have had over the last couple of seasons.
That's right. You know, it's been, you know, you're looking back a good few years since the last, even a National League title, you know. So even an Ulster title at senior levels, you're talking nearly two decades. So yeah. These boys here, you know, are sort of keeping a fire lit to the county, and we've good hopes on them. You know, it's not going to be easy now because Kerry are an outstanding team, but we're sort of hoping that they can do something for us at Croke Park on Sunday, Tom.
And tell me about this team of yours, because I know from very early in the season, having watched them in the minor league, I always felt that themselves and Tyrone were probably, and I think it was a general feeling, were the two best teams in Ulster at minor this year.
Well, that's true. They come through by the minimum against Tyrone, and you know, it was always going to be very close. Damien McGillian's third year in charge. He'd quite a number of players back from last year. Strong squad. It was a big number one, what I would say, Tom. Some serious players even on the bench, you know. They've got, you know, McGrogan's the captain, really outstanding defender. And they've got McWilliams, the two McWilliams boys are outstanding players, the midfielder Oisin and Lorcan up front. Dan McCarron's an outstanding scorer and attack as well. But as I said to you, you know, boys coming off the bench have made a big impact this year. Callum Brown has been used as an impact sub, you know, an early impact sub. Absolutely, undoubtedly will be used this weekend, you know. Likes of John Paul Devlin come on the last day and scored a couple of great points. You know, Murray Bradley, Fergal Mortimer. They've got a very strong squad, Tom. So, you know, and they'll need that. They'll use them all. And that's one thing about Damien and his management team, you know, that they make changes early and they see things happen. They see some things happen along the line. And, you know, it's horses for courses. If somebody's not doing the job, they're not afraid to ring the changes, you know.
As we mentioned, it's been a barren harvest for Derry at all levels, I suppose. And it's what, 2007 was it since the last minor final, the last minor Ulster, last All-Ireland final, wasn't it, I think?
And that's the last All-Ireland final.
And 2002, you know.
And we won Ulster minor 2 years ago, but no, in terms of All-Ireland final, it was 2007. Yeah, and you go back 15 years since the last All-Ireland success.
You mentioned Damien McAuleen there. How big an influence has he been in the revival, because he's been there 3 years, two Ulster titles in that time, you know?
Well, if you consider the 6 years previous to that, Tom, we hadn't got by the first round in the championship, and also for him to get two Ulster titles and to come through even last year, All-Ireland quarter final, you know, it's just a three really very, very solid, very good years, you know. So he put the structures in place. He was able to, you know, it was very difficult for the minor management because, you know, St. Pat's Mahara were competing at the Hogan Cups till late in the season, weren't getting players for the league. So Damien came in there and he promised to, you know, when he was interviewed for that job, he promised to sort of to crack that nut as such, that he was going to, you know, get everybody involved, including the managers of the colleges teams, to show how important it was to play for the county. So, you know, he did do that, and he did what he said he would do in terms of getting everybody involved. And so, you know, he deserves a lot of respect for that, and, you know, hopefully going forward he'll take that into senior, getting being able to persuade the all the good club players, you know, how important it is to...
Yeah, because it's gone under the radar that he has been appointed senior manager, hasn't it?
Well, for the time being, just because of the timing of the thing, you know, and I think probably they might have left it to after the All-Ireland, but, you know, it was just too much maybe speculation, and they just decided to nip the speculation in the bud and just announce it, and then say, right, we'll announce that now and we'll talk about it later, sort of thing, you know.
I know you mentioned there that it was difficult given the success at colleges level, but this run too, I suppose, has coincided with a resurgence in St. Pat's at Mahara as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, St. Pat's have been going well now a good few years, from Dalton Cup up, Tom. You know, they've been winning maybe three or four or five of the colleges titles, you know, that are going at A level. So Yes, there's quite a number of the players have come from St Pat's, but you know, you've also got players from some of the lesser known schools. You know, you've got, as I mentioned earlier, you've got Callum Brown from Limavady, St Mary's Limavady, you know, Limavady Wolfhounds Club, and the keeper there, Harton, and they wouldn't have been heard of too much. You've got you've got Ben McCarron from Lumen Christy College. You've got Fergal Mortimer St Columns College. You've got three lads from St Columns Draperstown in the squad. So it's not just about Mahara. Of course, you've the Hogan Cup winning team from St Mary's Mara Felt. You've got two or three representatives from there. So there's a spread of schools, Loretta Coleraine, there's a spread of schools involved there. It's not just about Mahara, but it's, yes.
Just looking at it, it's probably one of the biggest spread of clubs I've seen in a long time on a Derry team.
It probably is, yeah. There's three or four Blahy men, and a couple of Newbridge men, a couple of Mara Felt men. There's three Screen men in the panel. So you're right, Tom. It probably is, and I haven't really looked into it too much. But yeah, I suppose Dungiven has always been presented plenty of players for Derry Miners, and there's still a couple on the team. But it probably is a big spread. You're going up as far as Steelstown of a representative there, Craig Bann. So there's plenty of representation also from the north of the county as well.
And of course, we see some of the old familiar names cropping up again.
Yes, yeah. There's some of the some of the fathers that some of the sons of fathers did for Derry. Or McGill's father Gary won a national league in '92, and as did Simon McAleen's father John. You've got the McWilliams boys there. Dad would have played for Swat and donned the red and white of the stage. Sean McWilliams, So you've got Danny Quinn's son, Connor's in the squad. So yeah, there's Sean
McKeever, of course, Emmett and
he's a nephew of Emmett Kieran. So yeah, those names are appearing again. So it's always good to see that continuing, Tom. That conveyor belt.
They're up against it, though, aren't they? Well, according to everybody, this is the crack Kerry team going for, three in a row?
Well, they're going for three in a row, and, you look at the scorelines, there hasn't been too many came close, they give Clare two wallopings and Munster, in the first round, and, they give Cork a walloping, and, it's going to be hard to beat. All the media attention has centred around David Clifford, and any time you see him, I saw him last year in the final, any time you see him basically in the Sunday game or the highlights or whatever, you watch him on TD Carr, he just looks outstanding.
Yeah,
there.
110.
All the teams are basically preparing to play against him, Tom, and sure they've got their best defenders and maybe double marked and all the rest, but he seems to have always overcome these obstacles. So he's put up a huge score, like 437 this year. So, I'm sure the whole country is looking forward to watching David Clifford. The big thing is, can
Derry watch him?
That's right. Can Derry contain?
Is there a tailor-made marker for him in the squad, do you think?
I'm not sure, to be honest, what the plan will be there. I don't know what Damien's going to do there. One thing for sure is they'll have it well worked out and well rehearsed. But no, I haven't heard in the grapevine who's going to be the key man picking him up or whatever. What sort of system they're going to use, but he's certainly the man that they'll have to quell.
Having said that, this Derry squad, as you said, with so many Hogan Cup winners and that they won't be off Kerry, will they?
No, they're not. I've chatted to some of the lads in the squad, and they're going in there with a quiet confidence. They really are. The management team, they've done a good job with these lads. They're underdogs, yes, but they're not going in with any fear. In fact, they're getting in with a quiet confidence. So, I met young John Paul Devlin last night, and I was talking to Fergal Mortimer today. So, at school. So, those boys are really looking forward to. Really, basically, Thomas, it is the game of their lives at this stage, and so I think that it could be, it might never be a bigger one. It really is a big deal for them. So,
The fact that it's the last minor as well, it goes down in history.
Well, it looks like it's going to be, unless they change the goalposts again, but they're going to under 17 next year, so that's difficult for some of the lads. Maybe they're going to miss out, next year, that are at that 17 age group. So, but Yeah, it's a big deal because, you know, in recent years we just haven't got as far as this, so it really is a massive thing for the county, and it would be a big, you know, it would be a big fillip for, I think, a big fillip for Damien McGillie and his management team going forward into the senior setup, you know, because I suppose some people in the county are saying, sure, you know, Damien's got no experience in the senior setup, but, you know, sometimes it's, that doesn't really matter, you know, if a good background with the minors, and I have every confidence that, you know, they'll do well in senior setup. So Sunday's going to be a difficult last, Tom, you know, no doubt about it. We'll just have to see what happens. Hoping for a day of victory, but, you know, Kerry's going to be a tough task.
Is there a feeling from people, you know, you're involved in colleges, you know, the club scene, talking to people in clubs and in college, is there a feeling that these boys are good enough?
There is, you know, that game against Dublin, you know, at one stage, you know, you thought, oh, Dublin's going to be too strong. So I think, you know, if Derry can curtail Kerry early on, keep within touch and distance, keep within touch and distance. And as I say, there is players to spring from the bench, you know, that has been very, very effective for them this season so far. So that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that it pans out somewhere to the Dublin game where they, you know, they keep their confidence, they keep their heads, they stay within touch and distance, and then, you know, they keep taking their points and putting over the bar, and with the extra legs, the fresh legs, you know, the Callum Brown straighten up the pitch, and Marty Bradley's and that they'll be able to get over the line.